Luzerner Berufs- und Fachmittelschulen, Aufnahmeprüfung 2019, Englisch. Listening, Part 1. You will hear a doctor talking about how people can lead a healthier life. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 1. Now we're ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Most people seem to think that in order to become healthier, we need to go to the gym every day and eat hardly anything. This, however, is really not the way to go about changing your unhealthy habits. Just a few basic changes to our daily routine can improve our health dramatically. If you are the kind of person who keeps trying to exercise regularly but keeps failing, it's time to think again about your attitude. It's important not to focus on your failures, but instead be positive about your successes. Instead of being unhappy because you didn't go to the gym 5 times last week, be proud of the fact that at least you went twice. One good reason to eat healthily is that it could improve your mood. A recent survey has found that 80% of people felt better when they changed what they ate or drank. A quarter of them said their bad moods and stress disappeared. The greatest benefit was felt after drinking more water, eating more vegetables, reducing sugar, and cutting down on coffee. Another way of improving your mood and reducing stress is to take care when you do things. If you start something, make sure you finish it, even if it is a minor task. Doing so can make you feel happier. When you get close to achieving something, your brain sends out reward signals that make you feel positive. Finally, you should make sure that you get plenty of sleep. Don't have too many late nights, although an occasional one won't do you any harm. Without sleep, the brain can't work properly, and you'll get depressed. So look after your body, and your body will look after you.
Now listen again.
Most people seem to think that in order to become healthier, we need to go to the gym every day and eat hardly anything. This, however, is really not the way to go about changing your unhealthy habits. Just a few basic changes to our daily routine can improve our health dramatically. If you are the kind of person who keeps trying to exercise regularly but keeps failing, it's time to think again about your attitude. It's important not to focus on your failures, but instead be positive about your successes. Instead of being unhappy because you didn't go to the gym 5 times last week, be proud of the fact that at least you went twice. One good reason to eat healthily is that it could improve your mood. A recent survey has found that 80% of people felt better when they changed what they ate or drank. A quarter of them said their bad moods and stress disappeared. The greatest benefit was felt after drinking more water, eating more vegetables, reducing sugar, and cutting down on coffee. Another way of improving your mood and reducing stress is to take care when you do things. If you start something, make sure you finish it, even if it is a minor task. Doing so can make you feel happier. When you get close to achieving something, your brain sends out reward signals that make you feel positive. Finally, you should make sure that you get plenty of sleep. Don't have too many late nights, although an occasional one won't do you any harm. Without sleep, the brain can't work properly, and you'll get depressed. So look after your body, and your body will look after you.
Now turn to part 2 for questions 7 to 12. You will hear a tour guide giving information about an old British house. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 2. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Stonebridge House. My name is David, and I'm your tour guide. This morning, I'm going to show you around this wonderful 19th century house, which was the home of the Reynold family for more than 150 years, until 1975, when it became a national museum. We are now standing in the main lobby of the house, where you can see the magnificent wooden staircase that leads up to the bedrooms. The servants used to sleep in the attic, but they would have used a different staircase to this one. Now, if we go through to the dining room, you will be able to see a fine collection of paintings. George Reynold was a big fan of traditional art, as we can see here today. George came from a military family. Surprisingly, however, he became a lawyer, even though his father had wanted him to be an officer in the army. His younger brother also rebelled and became a teacher. Now, the Reynold family is famous for many things, but probably most of all for the many family tragedies. The family has had more than its fair share of early deaths. George's son Michael died from cancer. His wife died while giving birth to their daughter Emily, and George's brother had a fatal horse riding accident. George himself always suffered from a weak heart, and he died of a heart attack at the age of 52.
Now listen again.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Stonebridge House. My name is David, and I'm your tour guide. This morning, I'm going to show you around this wonderful 19th century house, which was the home of the Reynold family for more than 150 years, until 1975, when it became a national museum. We are now standing in the main lobby of the house, where you can see the magnificent wooden staircase that leads up to the bedrooms. The servants used to sleep in the attic, but they would have used a different staircase to this one. Now, if we go through to the dining room, you will be able to see a fine collection of paintings. George Reynold was a big fan of traditional art, as we can see here today. George came from a military family. Surprisingly, however, he became a lawyer, even though his father had wanted him to be an officer in the army. His younger brother also rebelled and became a teacher. Now, the Reynold family is famous for many things, but probably most of all for the many family tragedies. The family has had more than its fair share of early deaths. George's son Michael died from cancer. His wife died while giving birth to their daughter Emily, and George's brother had a fatal horse riding accident. George himself always suffered from a weak heart, and he died of a heart attack at the age of 52.
That is the end of part 2.